Hey handsome, I hope your day hasn't been too busy. I knew you will probably get to it around lunchtime. Well, you are hard at work, Daddy. I thought I'd leave you a little voice note. A little reminder for when I was there with you the other day. I knew you remember that day all too well. I was dressed in my pretty skirt and thigh highs. I wore that shirt you love so much. All the top buttons were undone. You could see my bra and my cleavage. It was so naughty. You were dealing with some emails in the office, typing away when you could hear me whimpering, begging for Daddy's attention. There I was, under your desk, looking up at you, begging you to ruin my lipstick. Begging you to fuck my pretty little fruit. While you were typing, you caressed my lips and inserted a finger in my mouth, and I sucked on it. I was teasing you, but you had to finish that email, so sucking your finger is all I had to keep my mouth busy. You see, I wanted it so badly. I needed you so badly in my mouth. I wanted to please you and drain you all of your cum. I knew you were stressed and you need release, and that's what good girls do. Oh, I did. You remember? I knew you were thinking of me underneath that desk right now, whimpering and begging for you, Daddy. Wishing I could just lick the tip of your heart-throbbing cock. The needy little kitten I am. I know you must be rubbing yourself right now, wishing I was in my pretty little skirt underneath your desk right now. I knew you remember that color lipstick I had on. It was one of your favorite colors, the dark red. You just couldn't wait to ruin it. I knew you wanted to, and I wanted you to. You told me I had to learn patience and kiss it real slow. Just like this. Me leaving lipstick marks all over your cock. I look so pretty, my marks all over you. That's when you stroked my head and pushed me down. You were in control and you told me I'd been such a good girl for you. That I could suck you. That I earned that pleasure of pleasing you, Daddy. My mouth was quickly way too eager to please. But Daddy, you wanted me to take my time. Slowly sucking, tasting all your pre-cum. You tasted delicious, Daddy. I needed more. I wanted to please you and I wanted to see how far I could take you in. Hearing you moan just like that gets me wetter. And I was soaked for you, Daddy. I knew you liked me looking up at you, giggling around your cock. Making eye contact just like this. I knew you liked my pretty little eyes. Your moans and reactions made me feel like I was doing such a good job. My saliva dripping down my chin and dribbling onto my breast. I was so messy and it was all for you. I knew you wish I was there right now sucking on your cock, just the way I always do. Making sure to really satisfy you with it suck just like a good girl. Remember those little gagging noises I made as I took you completely in? Oh, I bet you are so hard at work right now. I bet you wish you could bend me over your desk and really punish me for teasing you while you are in the office. But guess what? I'm here. And you're there. then I guess you'll have to wait 5 hours till you're home and your cock warmer will be waiting for you. But let's get back to the story, shall we? So I was there on my knees, sucking you dry. I needed you to fill my mouth up with your special warm cum. You just filled my throat. Those moans and whimpers of yours, Daddy, really turned me on. But I'll be a good girl and I won't touch till you get home. Or will I? I guess you have to find out. I knew I did a good job. When you shouted fuck me and loaded my throat with your thick cum, it was so tasty. Dripping and trickling down my throat, I savoured every last drop, didn't I? You were so empty by the time I finished. And the way you grabbed my neck and pulled to kiss me after was just so fucking hot. I felt sexy. And wanted. You tasted yourself off my lips and you kissed me harder. You remember, don't you? Oh, I know you. Especially when I'm going to such great details telling you. I bet you are so fucking hard right now. And you wish you had your little plaything there with you. I bet by the time you get home, you will be full just for me. Now, I have to go because good girls need to get dinner ready and I'm planning a special dinner just for you. I will be laid on the dinner table, all dressed up in the pretty lingerie you love so much. Because on the menu tonight is me, one good girl, coming up. Enjoy the rest of your day, babe. Don't work too hard.